Hello, this is Eric Burgraff, the staff writer for Inclusive Android, and today we're doing a tutorial on how to add a device to our devices directory. This is something that in the year and 2 or 3 months or so that the Inclusive Android site's been a going concern, not a lot of people have done. In fact, I've probably got the most experience of adding devices compared to anybody. So here we go. I have compiled all the information on a device that I want to add. And this is something that I do quite frequently when I want to add a device because of the complexity of the information that I want. The site helps me organize, but I tend to do a little bit of groundwork before I go ahead. The first thing I'm going to do is pull up the Inclusive Android homepage. So I'm on a Mac, and as you can hear, it's been completing the address for me as I type. I'm on a Mac. There are a number of ways that you could find the Submit a Device link. I could use the item chooser, but there are a lot of submit things on this site. So the first thing I'm going to do is go down through the headings until I get to the submit content heading. It's going to be in the bottom third of the page. So I'm going to go through a whole lot of headings.
Adding level 2. Recent comments. Adding level 2. Main menu. Click adding level 2. Submit content. Clickable.
Then I'm going to go down the page until I find the submit a device.
List 6 items. Text. Blank. Submit an app or game to the app direct. Text. Blank. Submit a guide or tutorial. Visited. Blank. Submit a review of an Android device.
Submit
information
around
a specific Android device such as a phone, tablet, phablet, dongle, or TV box.
Right. This is the one we want. Submit a review of an Android device. So I'm going to activate that.
Press visited blank. Create blank. Skip to main.
Up comes the page. That little blink is the sign that the page is loaded. And I have all the information for the device I want to submit in a text edit file. So I'm going to navigate to the first control.
Device star, edit text.
And it says device. Now, this is a somewhat quirky thing in our development. It's something we're going to have to fix when we actually develop the device directory and the peripherals directory. We have device and we have model. So in this case, we're adding the Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro device model MK16A. And that works. However, when we go to add something like the HTC One device model M9, it doesn't work because their branding is HTC One M9. Which you can see in the devices directory that's added a couple of months ago. So eventually when we develop this, we're going to have to amalgamate those so that we can add them separately, the make and the model, but show them or display them together in a way that makes some sense. I'm going to Command Tab to my text edit file.
Audacity. Text edit. Page 1. Device. Page 2 of 2. Page 1. Quick map. Page 1. D. E. I. C. Colon. Space. S. S. Sony. Selected. Ericsson Xperia Pro. Selected.
That's my device name. Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro. I'm going to copy that out.
Copy.
And switch back to Safari.
Safari. Safari. Create Android device vertical line inclusive Android window. Device star, edit text.
Gonna paste that in.
Space.
Done that.
Model star, edit text.
Tab over to the model.
Text edit, text, Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro. Unselect. Model MK16A.
Model MK16A.
M. Space. Space. MK16A. Selected.
I've highlighted the MK16A. Probably could have just typed it in myself.
Copy. Safari. Safari. Create. Paste. MK16A.
I'm going to tab to the next field.
Manufacturer's website star. Edit text.
Manufacturer's website. This is the one thing that I didn't look up. The Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro MK16A is pretty old and discontinued, and I'm not 100% sure you care. It's a required field, though, so I'm going to type
Samsung selection replaced S.
Sony. ERICSSON.
Sony Ericsson, period.
.com.
Select a value. Category star. Pop-up button.
Category. Select a value. I'm just going to press the space to open up this combo box, or what Mac calls a pop-up button.
Menu checkmark. Select a value.
And I'm going to choose phone.
Favorite. Phone.
There you go.
Phone. Category star.
The Xperia Pro MK16A is a phone.
Short descriptions are edit text.
I have text written
edit. Text edit.
A short description.
MK16A, short disk, new line, short description. Immensely popular QWERTY keyboard phone.
Immensely popular QWERTY keyboard phone. Now, it didn't really pronounce immensely properly, so I'm going to double check the spelling.
Description. Course. Immensely. 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 Select menu. Immensely. Page 1 of 2. Edit.
There you go.
Immensely. I.
Immensely begins with an I. Who knew?
Immensely popular QWERTY keyboard phone. So
now I've highlighted immensely popular QWERTY keyboard phone. I'm going to copy that.
Copy. Safari. Safari. Create Android device vertical.
And paste it.
Phone. Physical descriptions are edit text.
Physical description. When it comes to actual Android devices, I put quite a lot of stuff in the physical description field. Let's see what we've got.
Text edit. Text. Immensely popular physical description. Measures 2.2x 0.5x 4.7 inches. Weighs 3.2 ounces. Materials, plastic. Connectors, 3.5mm headphone, micro USB, mini HDMI. Slots, SIM card, micro SD. Physical buttons, back, home, menu, volume rocker, power, camera, shutter. Cameras, 8MP rear, 1.3MP front. What's in the box? Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro, wall adapter, micro USB cable, earbuds, manual, warranty card, battery. Replaceable battery, yes. QWERTY keyboard, yes. OTG2, yes. New line.
So much for the physical description. Now I'm going to go up to the very top of this, and I am going to
physical new line physical description measure physical description colon space space
select it and copy it.
Measure 2.2x weight. What's it? R micro U replaceable back QWERTY keyboard OTG new line selected. New line. Unselected.
Don't need the blank line, it's just for my notes. So, copy.
Copy. Safari. Safari. Create Android device vertical line inclusive Android. Window. Physical description star. Edit text.
You can hear we're still in the physical description where we left off. Now I'm going to paste.
Yes. Accessibility features star. Edit text.
Accessibility features is none in this case.
None. None.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean the phone couldn't be made accessible. It just means that back in the day, Sony Ericsson decided not to. So by default, there's no help for you if you decide to adopt this handset.
Experience star, edit text.
Now, I have written a blurb about text my edit. Experience, and I'm just going to copy and paste that in.
Measure 2.2x accessibility new experience. This was my first ever gingerbread and experience. Space. I. And. Phone. Experience. Experience. This. S. This. This was my first. I would it up for new this pro plus something at the left new gate and OC development new full media device, but the movies it might end up new line unselected copy Safari create Android device vertical line inclusive Android window experience star edit text from.
And if you want to read my experience, please check out the entry for this device. It's the Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro MK16A in the Android device directory. Also, feel free to leave your comments.
Blank. Show row weights. Reorder rows by numerical weight instead of dragging.
Okay, now it's time for the Amazon links. The first thing you get is a show row weight link, which would let you order the Amazon links. Then you have a
blank table, two columns, two rows. Drag to reorder. Edit text, blank.
Blank edit, which is the name of a link. And then you have
URL, edit text.
URL, which is where you put the address in. Now, the only people who can really do this are myself, Eric Burgraff, along with Jeff, also known as Lord Jeff, Kyle, and Peter. I've noticed that some people are putting in a link to the product on Amazon, and that's been helping a lot, and I definitely appreciate it. But I have to go back in and update the links with our affiliate IDs and all of that. I do this for, right now, the United States Amazon site, the Canadian Amazon site, and the United Kingdom Amazon site. And maybe there'll be more as we go along. So, you can leave this blank, the name and the link, if you want to, or if you want to give me a hand, you can put in the Amazon link for me, and I will know where to go to get it.
Add another item button, main 30 items.
The add another item button is so that you can put in a second, third, fourth link for various Amazon sites. And that's something that I'll take care of. You don't have to worry about it.
Blank. Revision information, revision, active tab, list six items.
This is a new revision.
Blank. Menu settings not in menu.
And you're used to seeing some of these options if you've added a app or game to our app and game directory. You have the revision information.
Blank. URL path settings automatic alias.
The automatic alias link.
Blank. Comment settings open.
The comment settings link.
Blank. Authoring information by Eric Burgraff.
The authoring information link.
Blank. Publishing options not published.
The publishing options link.
Revision log message, edit text.
The revision log message, edit text, where you could add notes for people who are coming after you and may want to edit this particular device. Most of the time when you're adding a new device, you want to leave this blank, and that's fine.
Create new revision and moderate. Selected radio button, 2 of 2.
Create new revision and moderate is always what you want to do. Let's leave that alone.
Optionally schedule date and time for publication, edit text.
Nope, you don't want to do that.
Save button.
And save.
Press save button. Blank. Skip to main content.
And that is as far as you go. Now, let's see if what the confirmation message is. We'll go down through the headings.
Heading level 2. Administrator. Heading level 1. Visited. Blank. Inclusive. Heading level 2. Status message.
Status message heading. And underneath that, we have
list 2 items. Bullet initial draft created. Pending publication. Bullet Android device Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro has been created.
So that tells you the device has been created and it's waiting for moderator approval. Now, I'm a content administrator and I can approve this myself, which I will do. Most of you cannot. So I will go and approve it very quickly.
Item chooser menu. Load initial draft created at 14,000. Publish. Blank. Publish. Blank. Press blank. Are you sure you Publish. Search this site. Please consider donating to support and publish button. Press fail to open page. Reload page. Are you sure you want to publish this revision? Publish button. Please consider donating to publish button. Press publish button. Blank. Skip to main content.
Now that I have approved Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro, anyone can go to the Inclusive Android website and see that device. Of course, it shows up in our recently added devices heading on the homepage. And you can go and add your review of this device by looking in the comments section. So let's go down the headings.
Heading level 2. Heading level 1. Visited. Heading level 1. Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro. Heading level 2. Category. Heading level 2. Model. Heading level 2. Manufacturer's website. Heading level 2. Short description. Heading level 2. Physical description. Heading level 2. Accessibility features. Heading level 2. Experience. Heading level 2. Add new comment. Clickable.
Add new comment. So if you have any resources or links or opinions about the Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro MK16A, you can put those there. In the comments section, there's a subject and an edit message, and off you go. Now, there is also a buy it now on Amazon section, which we didn't fill in, but which I will at some point in the very near future. But I want to show you how this works. So I'm going to go off to the homepage.
Blank. Skip to main content. Heading level 2. Administrative toolbar. First heading. Heading level 2. End. Blank. Log out. Blank. Hello, Eric. List 2 items. Visited. Blank. Home. Press. Visited. Blank. Inclusive and inclusive Android page has 168 links.
Now I'm going to the recently added devices heading.
Heading level 2. Latest news. Heading level 2. Latest audio tips. Heading level 2. Latest peripherals. Clickable. Heading level 2. Latest devices. Clickable.
Latest devices. Now let's arrow down through here. I'm actually control option arrowing because it's a Mac, but JAWS, WindowEyes, NVDA users will be arrowing down.
Visited. Link. Sony Ericsson Xperia Pro.
Now that one doesn't have any Amazon links because I didn't put any in, but I will.
Link. Hip Street Flare 3.
There's the Hip Street Flare 3. Let's activate that.
Press link. Hip Street Flare 3. Inclusive Android page has 78 links. 23 head.
And then we'll go down through the headings, and you'll see that there is a Buy It Now on Amazon heading.
Heading level 2. Heading level 1. Heading level 1. Heading level 2. Category. Heading level 2. Model. Heading level 2. Manufacturer. Heading level 2. Short description. Heading level 2. Physical description. Heading level 2. Accessibility. Heading level 2. Experience. Heading level 2. Buy it now on Amazon.
There you go. Now you're going to do control option, right arrow Mac, down arrow NVDA, JAWS WindowEyes, or flick right iOS or Android, and you will see
link. Buy it now at Amazon.com.
Direct link to buy it now on Amazon.com.
Link. Buy it now at Amazon.ca.
Direct link to buy it on Amazon.ca.
Share this post with.
And apparently it's not available in the UK. So if you don't see your site, .com.ca or .co.uk, it's not available. We couldn't get it. And this can be kind of handy even if you don't want to buy it. Please click the link and you will get access to all of Amazon's ratings, reviews, product questions, all those handy things. And if you do want to buy it, it would be wonderful if you placed your order through Inclusive Android so that we could increase development of the site. That is your Inclusive Android tutorial on how to add a device to our devices directory. Don't forget, we have our Amazon gift card giveaway sweepstakes running at least until July 31st. So every device or peripheral that you add enters you into the draw for a $25 Amazon gift card. And the more people we have entered in the draw, the more Amazon gift cards we'll be giving away. Please add your devices or your peripherals and give them great reviews so that people know how they can maximize the use of their Android platform device. That's it for me. Thank you for tuning in to inclusiveandroid.com or inclusiveandroid.tk, and we hope to see you soon.